one of the first things CBH told me the first time we were talking was that he, when he started playing, he just went and net decked, and he like, I saw you made a lot of decks, so I net decked your decks, and I was like, oh, I gotta have these cards. And then I played with him for a while, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? I was like, I'm so sorry, brother.
That's really funny.
Yeah. What are some other really powerful effects? You know, so another good example of like a deck that came out of nowhere is like when, well, I think Studium Headmaster is just waiting to kind of be disruptive in some sort of way, right? Like if greed decks are all over the meta, right? How do you next level your opponent? Like you mill their deck.
So Matt Oblivium has apparently been playing a version of Control Sorcerer lately. Work's been crazy, so I haven't been able to lurk in his broadcasts for a bit. But the other night when I was streaming, I ran into it. And I only know that it was like a version of his deck because chat was telling me, oh, that's Matt's deck. But the combo that he's been rocking in Control Sorcerer is Waves of the Fallen and Reverberating Strike.
Oh, that's
you turn them all into zombies and then you nuke them. And I like it for a couple of reasons. One, it'll clear anything. But two, in a world filled with the Journey Conscription combo, you're giving them subpar creatures and they're all of the same type, so you're only going to get one of those back.
Like, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was neat. Now, I still beat that deck, but...
Right.
But, you know,
Waves of the Fallen's a good example of an incredibly powerful effect that doesn't see a lot of play. I mean, I have run into it a couple times. I don't think I've ever lost to it, but... Waves of the Fallen is definitely a card to keep your eye on.
Ian Bitt says, I know we don't like him, but that combo was a Kaseden thing. No, it's a Matt thing, and we will not ever publicly say anything otherwise. We will refuse to acknowledge or accept.
I think Kaseden was just actually indicted by Robert Mueller, so we don't need to worry about him anymore.
Yeah. So a long bit ago, so Kaniac said, when do you think we're going to get the ability to buy all premium packs? I hope sooner rather than later. I actually really like that as an idea, like jack up the price or maybe make it only be purchasable with money for like people like me. But like, I would totally think that that would be like a cool and just neat, like literally just like a basic pack or whatever, but just you guaranteed that it's all premiums. Like I think that's a kind of a cool idea.
I would totally agree. I'm going through all the cards right now again, and I'm looking at favorites, right? Like Torvald Crook. I don't think we've seen the ultimate Torvald Crook deck yet. I think that's an incredibly powerful effect. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys have seen it. There was on turn four or five, I hit 18 Magicka in one turn with a Torvald Crook. That's an incredibly powerful card that if you do, you can do really dumb shit with. I'm going to go ahead and vouch for my boy Angry Grawl, too. I still think Angry Grawl's a pretty reasonable card, too. I think that any effects that allow you to or give you benefits for overextending or discarding cards from your hand, I think Angry Grawl could be a player in that.
I think Angry Grawl is interesting because... because it is a pretty like powerful card, but it like requires you to go so all in, and it's I just don't think it's resilient enough because like regenerate performs so poorly in the current meta. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I agree.
If it had like ward instead of regenerate, then amazing because that's like more survivable, right?
Absolutely. But,
yeah, I don't know. Like that is another card that like I want to love often, but.
Feels like a victim of past iterations of how regenerate worked.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
What else? I saw something. Fearless Northlander. Fearless Northlander is a card I tried to make work like a year and a half ago, and I do think it's really, really, really strong. But it's, I don't know. Like, that's a card that like the self-injure warrior thing. could take advantage of and has taken advantage of. I like Fearless Northlander, but I don't think the shell that it's any good in is good right now. But I can be mistaken. I mean, like, there's a lot of room for creativity here. I've always thought Riverhold Escort was kind of underrated.
My boy DTB, Dragon Tamer Blade, says Mage's Guild Retreat is almost really good. And I agree. That is another card that I've routinely tried to make work, along with Spider Lair. I think both of them are almost good.
What's crazy about Mage's Guild Retreat is that, like, it's as almost good on the ladder as it is in Creatureless Challenge, where you'd think it would be an all-star, but I've never really gotten a lot of success out of it.
Yeah, it's so difficult, and like, it's almost exacerbated by the presence of Namira Shrine now, right? Like, when you compare what Namira Shrine does...
That's true. That is definitely...
I don't know what they need to do to shake it up. Maybe they add, like, one or two more Daedra to the pool that can be summoned for it. Maybe they reduce the cost. I'm not sure, like, how you make it just get a little bit over the hump, but...
I wonder if Mage's Guild Retreat at 6 would just be, like, the most irritating thing in the world to play against.
Yeah. Or part of me wishes that they had, like, just different retreats for the different Daedra, and you had consistency. Like, maybe the problem with Mage's Guild Retreat, in all honesty, is just that, like, getting Flame Atronach sucks. Like, if I was always going to get the 5/5 guard, for example, I would feel much better about that card.
Frost Retreat is a place I would hang out at.
Yeah.
Ian Bits suggests East Empire Crafter. Yeah, I agree with that. East Empire Crafter is on the cusp of being hideously powerful. And every time it has an opportunity to it takes over the gauntlet.
Yeah, it's a good thing we just got brand new shiny Grizzly Gourmets to eat Empire Crafters.
That's true. We didn't even mention that, but that was a cool thing that they did with the alternate art. It's the first time an alternate art like that has been available, like, in any way like this.
Well, to be fair, we've also not had many months with the monthly rewards yet either. Like, that's relatively recent development. It just doesn't feel that way because, you know, you have to go through like a whole month, right? So we've only collected like, what, 3 or 4 of them, but...
That's true.
I wonder how much of that is based on our feedback. Not that I want to ring our own bell, but there was a time in October of last year when we had Pete Hines on the podcast, and you and I both were like, hey, how come we didn't do any Halloween events?
Hey, holy shit, I forgot about that.
Hey, we would really like more alternate art cards.
Yeah.
And then what happens? We get a, you know, holiday-themed alternate art card as a monthly reward.
Dude, that is a great point. Yeah. I'm taking credit for that now.
I'm not saying it was us. I'm just saying it was some feedback that we provided direct.
Meromorphic, talking about gourmet, Grizzly Gourmet and Calm. I think Calm is one of the most overrated... I'm sorry. One of the most underrated cards in the game. 100%. I think Calm is good.
Kaniac wants to know if we've made a deck with High Hrothgar that has worked yet.
I went 6-3 in one of the regular gauntlets with mono purple using High Hrothgar.
Yeah, I have never even played High Hrothgar.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like there's enough to support the archetype yet. Like, I know that people have, and I know that you can get some cool highlights, but like, let's be honest, it just doesn't have enough.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the problem with High Hrothgar and Titus Mead is that they're unique. And I really, really, really wish those effects were not unique.
Titus, I think, needs to be unique, if I'm being honest. I think that's a card that is, like, under...
Titus is so good.
Yeah, I think that card is maybe undervalued. I'm not saying that it's good, but I'm saying I think it's undervalued because he has such weak stats, but... Because it's end of turn, you're always getting at least something out of him, and if you don't have removal right away, he starts protecting himself on the board, right? You draw something with guard, and then you play it, and you know what I mean? Like, he's There's been a few times where I've played against him, and he was highly annoying if you don't have something right away.
Absolutely. Are there any other cards we think could have a good holiday-related alternate arts? That's a good question. Let's see here. What will be a good holiday? So what's coming up? And they have to be non-religious holidays, right? So, like, what?
I want alternate art Jarl and High King Emmerich and some of the other royalty cards for President's Day.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Right? Like the leaders.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. You have President's Day off. I do not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good question. Other holidays, non-religious holidays. Well, I think like a Thanksgiving themed holiday, or I mean, I know that's an American thing, but it's not particularly religious, although it's like low key kind of historically awful. I could see something like that. But you know, so is Valentine's Day, I guess.
So I'm gonna say Memory Wraith for Memorial Day.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm gonna say, man, I don't know, maybe like Firebolt for 4th of July, something like fireworky.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Yeah, a unique Firebolt for the 4th of July would be interesting.
I'll say this, a piece of feedback I'd like to say publicly here, but I was going to like deliver it the next time I remembered. Something that I would really like to see. Gwent used to have these like these cards that were like three pieces of art, right? Like just like in Test Legends and Gwent, you can include up to 3 copies of certain cards in your deck, and they had certain ones that if you included like the 3 Wild Hunt Riders, for example, there was like one where there was like one facing to the left, one that was like head on, and one that was to the right, and so when they were all next to each other, it created one like contiguous piece of art. I would like to see an alternate art version of some creatures that are like that, right? Yeah. Because I was thinking to myself in my head, right? We get these really cool things like alternate art piercing javelins and lightning bolts and whatever, but then you throw in the cool shiny alternate art ones and the old ones never get love. So I was trying to think of ways that you could promote actually running like a different copy of like alternate art stuff in your deck, and I think that like that would be really cool, right? So you know, 3 different Daggerfall mages or whatever, right? Like all doing something cool. I think that would be neat.
I like it.
Oh yeah, Kazoo Croc hits it. Mechanical Heart for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that'd be cool next year. Black Hand Messenger should have been giving out Valentine's. That would have been cool too. Yeah. Actually, we have something we need to do with that still.
Dragon Tamer Blades suggests Falkreath Defiler for Day of the Dead. I'm going to go with Night Talon Lord for Halloween.
Yeah, I can see that. I like that. Even like an alternate art Winter's Grasp would be cool, you know? Or like the Winter Solstice.
Yeah, that could be cool. You know what we should be getting, like, we should have got today, in all honesty? That? We all should have got alternate art Barbas to celebrate Chinese New Year, Year of the Dog.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good idea. Is Legends available in China?
I don't even think it is, but...
I don't think I... This is one of the things... Somebody asked on Reddit recently about if they would be able to play in Mongolia, and... I checked and I have viewers on my channel from Mongolia, so I was like, well, people are watching the YouTube videos, so I assume they're playing the game.
You can't play in Mongolia because they have that Xi wall.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm not sure that I'm not sure I have any viewers from China. I'm gonna check real quick. Germany, by the way, inching closer to 10% of my viewership, coming in second.
Wow. Right.
Yeah. 38% US, 9.7% German. Yeah, I don't see China on here at all. So, I don't understand what politics are like in China, so maybe they're just not allowed on YouTube in general. which actually makes a lot of sense to me. Yep.
Those are all nice.
That makes sense.
And Jelly Bean.
Yeah. I mean, I love going down to the end of the list, right? Like, in the last 28 days, I've had viewers in Armenia, Kenya, Nigeria, El Salvador, Montenegro, Dominican Republic, Trinidad and Tobago, Azerbaijan.
Ooh, like, alternate art Hiss Grove for Earth Day.
Oh, that's a really good idea. That is a really
still
good
trying
idea.
To think about holidays. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I got really excited. Or like even Tree Minder would be cool, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, I have viewers from the Sudan. That's insane. Oh wait, here's China. 6 minutes in the last 28 days, 6 minutes viewed, 2 views. Average view duration 3.14 minutes.
Yeah, I can actually tell you exactly what happened there.
Yeah.
What's that? Somebody broke through the Great Firewall of China, as it's called, to view one of your videos. And then the Chinese government showed up and arrested him for doing so like 3 minutes in. But then one of the corrupt Chinese guys that was like locking him up was like, well, I kind of want to see what he was watching. So he watched for the other 3 minutes and went, this guy's nuts. And then just turned it off.
That sounds fair, dude. Like that sounds fair. I mean, like the YouTube, like, analytics stuff is fascinating to me. Like, I can just get lost in here looking at all this stuff. It's pretty amazing.
It's weird. It's almost like you could do it for a day job, right?
I'm not nearly smart enough to know what to do with this information. Yeah, I mean, like, I can tell you how I feel about it. But, you know what's interesting, though, is... I don't remember where I was. Well over half of my viewers are using ad blocker.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Yeah.
I actually don't use ad blocker. I'm one of the few.
Me either, man. And I mean, I'm not going to say like I'm super principled about it, but like I feel like why, well, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that 5 seconds, if it helps somebody else, you know, in some way, is like totally worth it.
I'm gonna be clear about something. I don't do this just because I'm a content creator either. Like, I wasn't using ad blocker before. I don't use ad blocker because while most commercials like don't really affect me at all, there have been times where I've seen something on a Google pre-roll or whatever and went like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Absolutely.
Right? And so for me, it's like, all right, for that like 1 in 20 chance, if I'm going to learn something cool, then there we go.
I agree.
I have 2 people in chat saying Charmer is a communist. I am in the process of converting because somebody got me this great communist manifesto for Christmas. Oh, yeah.
I did buy I bought Charmer a communist manifesto and some graphic novels, which are pretty anti-capitalist as well.
Yeah, the graphic novels, Tokyo Ghost, if you're not familiar, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I shared some out-of-context panels on Twitter. I'm actually really enjoying it as I read through. But
yeah, they're really interesting.
It's got some good writing. Here's an out of context one-liner. This is one bubble, but it makes me laugh every time I read it, right?
Yeah.
If you love killing the homeless, come on down to Creepy Daniel's Hobo Hunt.
Yeah. It's good shit. Transmetropolitan's great too, but I think we've talked about our love for that already. Didn't we?
Yeah, I think we...
I talked about getting high with the guy who illustrated it.
Yeah. We talked about that. Yeah. Here's what I shared on Twitter. Here's, see if we can get this, like, visible. It's going to be hard. So this panel right here, I don't know if you can see the text, but there's a guy, like, skateboarding toward Abraham Lincoln, but he's on, like, a hoverboard, and he says, "So fuck you, Abraham Lincoln," and Abraham Lincoln is saying in response, 40 and holy balls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though. Like, comedy aside, it's actually a pretty decent read So
this is all a consequence, I just want to remind everyone, of Charmer giving me a fucking Bitcoin for Christmas.
Another thing that I think we've talked about on stream before, but if you have not yet read it, I know Justin has, and he's also an Ellis fan as well. Trees is very, very good, and it's also illustrated by somebody that I know, Jason Howard, who lives locally. Jason Howard is, if you can see it, the person who did this Colossus piece of art for me back when I worked at the local comic and gaming shop. Mm-hmm.
It's good times, man. It's a beautiful world.
Yeah, I nerd out about games, but man, like, I will nerd out about comics and movies and all sorts of stuff, as evidenced by the time we talked to Frank LaPorte for like an hour about Marvel.
That's true. You know, something I want to ask Chad, actually. Who do you guys want for us to have as a guest that we haven't had before? Or is there a guest that we have had that you guys really enjoyed and you want back? I'd love to know your thoughts on this.
Yeah, we are still talking to some more people. We had one almost lined up for today. Actually, we had two almost lined up for today.
We had two almost lined up for today? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maricon? We get ignored every time we ask Maricon.
Yeah, Maricon will probably never be on the podcast because of me, unfortunately. I've driven Maricon away. It's almost a running joke at this point.
Yeah. I don't know if he's even allowed to do press for the game.
I know that he can in some points because he was a caster for one of the tournaments.
All right, so it's just us.
Yeah, no, it's totally just us.
I don't know what we did to Maricon nickname. I went out for Mexican food with the guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Justin's like actually had lunch with him, but...
Like, it went well.
I'm convinced it's me. Because, like, he'll talk to Justin, but me, anytime that I'm like, hey, Maricon, you want to be on the podcast? He stops talking. Anytime I'm like, hey, Maricon, when are you going to hire me for, a designer job? He stops talking. I applied to a data analytics position at Direwolf like a year and a half ago or something like that. I never heard any response whatsoever.
Yeah.
I assume it's just me, so.
Good times, man. Good times.
Somebody says Lazy Gamer. We've actually talked about that.
Yeah, I actually think it might be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I know some people are saying it as a joke, but Justin and I have both acknowledged that all of our personal interactions with him have,
they've gone well.
Been fine. So
seems like an RD.
We have actually talked about that, but
yeah, that'd be an interesting one. Oh, Furo is a good idea. I like Furo, and we talk semi often.
Yeah, the hardest thing with him is the same problem we had with Jelly, which is the time zone issue. But yes, I like Furo. I'd like to have Furo on.
So to recap for people who maybe not tuned into every episode, we've had Frank LaPorte, Pete Hines, Ray Ray twice, Jelly, Ian Bits, CVH. Is that it?
Yes, I believe that's it thus far.
Okay.
And we have our own personal list that we keep on the side that we're always trying to talk about, and then we've had some people reach out. Like, I have no problems with saying that the owner of the High King Emmerich, High King Emmerich YouTube channel has reached out, and that sounds like it might be a blast.
Yeah, I want him to be a guest on the show.
Yeah, so
I've been a fan of his work from day one, and actually, like, he was really nice and supportive back when I was starting off, and he made the frames that I use on my channel.
No, he's a quality dude, so I look forward to that.
Oh, Malibu Barbers brings up Beaky. We actually have talked to Beaky a little bit. He is interested in appearing at some point.
Yep, we have reached out to him. Matt is a good choice, but again, the biggest problem with Matt is the time zone issue, but Matt would be great.
LSV would be a fantastic guest. I would like to do that.
Maybe? I don't know. I might be too intimidated to talk to him.
Dude, when I met him, like, I stuck out my hand and I was like, I'm a huge fan. Like, that's all I could get out.
Yeah.
What about Finkel? I don't know that he plays this game. Finkel?
Finkel is Einhorn, I thought. Einhorn is Finkel?
That took me a minute. Yeah, you're right. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
You should have Justin Larson on. No, dude, that guy brings the show down, especially in the second half. Although this time I've gone the other direction. I started to warm up as the show goes on because I needed this in my life today.
We're probably actually not going to ever have Justin Larson on. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but him and I don't get along. Oh, like, no, we don't talk about it in public, but right. He thinks like that I am a self-entitled douche. And I think that I am a self-entitled nihilist douche, and we cannot come to an agreement, and thus we don't talk. We just send hate mail to each other.
Absolutely. Trouble in paradise. Yeah, it sucks when mom and dad fight. Yeah, I think that Sodi Mag would be a great guess. I agree. So we got a couple people asking for Beaky. Somebody mentions Bradford Lee. I don't think Bradford's played this game in a long time. I think he just lurks in the Reddit so he can talk shit randomly. I will admit, though, that every interaction I ever had with Brad went well for me. Like, I thought Brad was nice.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sorry. I was, like, that wasn't... I realized... let me preface, like... That was me going yeah to something in my head and not at all to do with Bradford Lee. I've only ever had great interactions personally with Bradford Lee as well, and I don't want that. That was not it. In my head, I was going, who are other people that I'd like to have on? And then in my head, I was like, well, The Adventures of Dust would be cool. You Can Call Me Al would be cool. And then like I was going through the list and I was like, yeah, and it just came out verbally at the wrong time. Yeah.
How about some of those non-Elder Scrolls Legends casters?
River Yaoi.
Spanish drop guy. I mean, we might be able to make that work. I speak a little Spanish. Hola.
Can we buy... Yeah, it was a mic first, maybe. I just need a new setup, period, but we can get him one too.
I'm using the same headphones and microphone I bought at Target for $20 a year, almost like over a year and a half ago now.
Yeah.
I did upgrade my webcam. That was one of my goals, like the posted goals on the Patreon. And I followed through on that. Yakiniku Party says, by the way, Justin, I might have something for you come April 1st. I would love a good April 1st deck. I already have my meme video planned for April 1st. It's not funny, and it's going to be about 30 seconds long, but I could use an actual video. Como se dice rebroadcast. es falso. Rancid.
I'll say this about Dust. Playing Fortnite with him was a revelation.
Oh yeah, what was that like?
Oh, I mean, I enjoy Fortnite and it's already a lot of fun, but then I was playing it with Ian and Griffin Grasp and Dust one night, and like all of us died except for Dust, and he was like trying to avenge us, and he starts like getting into this part where he's like building a stairway to heaven basically. And as he's going, he runs too fast before he finishes, like, building a set of stairs and just falls to his death. Like,
that's awesome.
He survived the big team fight to win and then just dies to him falling. And it was incredibly funny.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so the very first time I streamed, I don't know if you guys remember this, like, before I got my internet upgraded, I cat sat for this friend of Sanderson mine that went to Germany for a couple weeks. We watched his cats, and As payment, he bought Sandra a nice meal. He bought us a nice meal, but he let us stream at his house for a few hours. And that was the first time I ever streamed. And because he had better internet than I did. I was playing, Sandra and I were playing Super Smash Brothers with him. That's the, like the Street Fighter kind of like four player game, right? Yeah. On his Wii or whatever. And I have no idea how to play these games. I didn't have a console or anything growing up. And I was playing Yoshi because I recognized the character. And I got these wings. And like, I was like, oh, I've been chosen. I've been called by God. God is taking back his favorite angel. So I just flew off the screen and I just killed myself. And that was the last time that, this guy's name's Richard, that Richard ever let me play those fucking games with him.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably going to mispronounce this, but I believe it's pronounced Chungito. In chat asks, what about Mega Mogwai? He seemed to enjoy Legends while Gwent was unbearable. I actually like Mog. I didn't realize he was playing Legends during his break. But speaking to that, I also interact with, on a semi-regular basis, Merchant, who, if you're not familiar, he's big in the Gwent community, but he started playing Legends. Yeah. Like, he was playing in closed beta, and he made some content for this a long time ago, and I know that he still plays at least casually from time to time, so, like, Merchant could be...
That'd be a cool guest.
You know, a fun guest as well, so...
Yeah. That would be a good guest. He seems like a cool dude, too.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude.
Shockingly quite a bit younger than us, but
you notice, like, he shaved recently. You notice when he doesn't have the beard exactly how young he is.
Yeah, I was really surprised. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's safe to say that, like, our list isn't exactly short. Like, we got a lot of people we'd still like to have on.
Right.
And since Maricon's never going to do the show, we'll probably always have a spot.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to do that that thing we were talking about doing before we got distracted by something recently. A couple weeks ago.
Which one? I've talked about a lot of things.
That thing where we send something.
Oh, that thing. Okay. Not the thing where we go back through all of our old videos to capture Maricon's voice and then create a soundboard to make it sound like we interview him. But the other thing that we talked about.
That's the thing where I had to call Costco and ask about something.
Yes, that one. We should do that soon.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks, Buckeye Zara. That's really cool to hear. I try to keep it fun. Once I stopped trying hard and I started trying to have fun, I really got the hang of how to do this. LMAO. I've seen him playing a lot lately. I don't know anything about him. Seems like a bro. Wayne McPain, that's awesome to hear, dude.
He's an Ella bro.
Don't have ad blocker? That's cool. You guys can turn on Adblocker if you want to. I mean, like,
it's always heartwarming when I see, like, hey, this person got me into the game. This person's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I always love seeing that stuff, mostly because someday somebody will say that about me.
I almost quit this game because I hate you.
I know. And I know that there was a period where you almost quit this game because of, like, things that I helped proliferate on the ladder.
That is true. You also tried to convince me to play Gwent, like, a year ago. I got my Gwent closed beta key from TVP, who was on the original Team Prophecy with me.
Yeah.
But you were up there with him telling me all the time about how I needed to try Gwent.
Yeah, Gwent is fun. I just can't play it for long periods.
Look, I logged in a couple... maybe a week or two ago, for the first time in like 6 months, I played a game with the same dwarf deck that I had from forever ago, and a lot of the cards didn't work the same way, but I still won the one game, and I was like, all right, I've done my part for this last 6 months, I'm done for Gwent for a while. If I had the skill, I'd go through your videos and compile a Larson Laugh compilation, but I have no idea how to do that. That's good times. Thanks, man. I do like to laugh. Gwent is bad and they should feel bad. Look, Gwent should feel good because it's not as bad as Hand of the Gods.
Oh my god, I just realized exactly what I'm gonna do for my side project.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So like, I have this coworker who loves to Photoshop things. Coworker. And one time we went to this work convention and he, without me knowing at the time, took a bunch of photos of me when I was like frowning or like doing things. Like he would just catch me at just the right moment to make it look like I was utterly miserable. And then he took those photos and Photoshopped me into like places that would make the face like match or whatever. So like it'd be like me frowning and like in prison. Or like there was one time where he caught me and I was like sitting down. And I must have been like lost in thought or something, but I had like this scowl on my face. And so he took that and Photoshopped it as if I was like sitting across from Chris Hansen on To Catch a Predator, right? Like fun stuff like that. And it occurs to me that as joyful as you are, that I could maybe do the same thing if we were ever spend time near each other in the near future.
That would be pretty cool if that were to happen for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm working on a piece of art real quick for you.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yes, Soldier On. I'm aware that I have a gallows sense of humor. That's not the first time that you've called me out tonight for saying something, but I can't help it. I cope with the absurdity of life by just kind of chuckling at how absurd it is, and that's as juvenile as that may be, that's just the way it's going to be until I die.
There we go. I used some of my impressive art skills to do a little Photoshop business of my own.
Do you even have Photoshop?
No.
Wait. Do you even have GIMP, which is like the open source version of Photoshop?
No. Everything I make, I do in
MS Paint.
Yeah.
Yes. But I knew it.
All of the all the thumbnails Sandra makes, she makes with something called PixArt.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's all paint, dude. Come on.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that from a Ziggy comic?
That is a Ziggy comic.
I know. It was mostly a joke because like the picture of my face is so big on that body, it's like just Ziggy's legs underneath. I was just poking it's fun.
Perfectly fucking proportional, bro. Yeah, absolutely. No, paint's legit, man.
I mean, paint's alright, but like once I figured out and like how to use GIMP, like I have Photoshop too because I get it at a discount for being a professor, and I also use my like subscription for the editing software I do. But for a long time, I just only used GIMP, and I was entirely fine with it. Like it's a great piece of open source software. So
that's fair. Good times. I'm gonna go see Black Panther tomorrow.
I'm hoping I get to go see it. You hear that, Tyler?
Yeah, fucking Tyler.
Fucking Tyler. Oh, and I just got... Damn it, Tyler, you just got my video demonetized. Fucking Tyler.
Really? Oh, dude, speaking of demonetized videos, so that 4.5 minute long ad video that I'm in, it was instantly demonetized when I uploaded it. I applied for, I requested a review and it was remonetized about 5 minutes later. And then after about 1,000 views, it was demonetized again. I requested another review just because like I found this really entertaining and I didn't expect the video to be monetized in the first place.
Yeah.
I requested another review and it got remonetized again today.
I wonder if it got re-demonetized because somebody reported it. Right?
100%. Like, 100%. I speak in Russian and make fun of Fox News in that video.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey guys, if it seems like that podcast cut off at a weird spot, it's because it did. I had another computer blue screen on me, so the podcast cut off a little bit earlier than normal. So This is me apologizing and clarifying why it sounds like it just kind of cuts off in the middle of a conversation. This month has been kind of plagued with technical issues, and for that I really apologize. My computer is old, it's like 7 years old, and though I've replaced parts and upgraded and done those things, we're at the part where it's just kind of on its last leg. So I'm trying to save some money and put it aside so that we can upgrade the rig here in the near future and hopefully get rid of this. So thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for watching slash listening to this video or this podcast, depending on how you're consuming it, and making it this far to hear the apology. So yeah, as always, I love you, Justin loves you, and until next time, may you guys all walk on warm sands, or as Justin says, we'll see you on the ladder.